Welcome to Within Brim Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time, it's Within Brim Skin time, number 101. We're about to have fun. I got my wingman, Mr. Greer.
What's up?
It's gonna be epic, 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 epic. And I'd ask why, but you're not a dragner, so I can't do it.
Fair enough.
As always, Within Brim Skin brought to you by Kikkoman Traditionally Brewed Soy Sauce, making soy sauce cool again. Mane & Tail Hair Care Products, discover the secret. Beyer Dynamic, high quality audio technology. The right product for everything you need. And Zoom North America, the best podcasting equipment in the world.
Just saying this now that I'm not Kim to do the because it always is? Because Steve or Alex does it. Don't they do it all the time?
You can't let me just see it. You can't let me just finesse into You have to just like bring it out, and I have to. I'm getting to that Greer, okay? So for those of you who are tuning in, yes, we still do it anyway with Steve and with Alex. But I had to. I was finessing into it, Greer. What do you call it? So we found out some really interesting news this past week. Right after everything was already done and said and done on air. What do you call it? They dropped the bomb on us, and Greer and Adragna are a couple now. Mm-hmm. So congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You guys celebrated your first Valentine's
Day. We did.
Was it good?
It was a great time.
Oh,
a lot of fun.
Very nice. Did you now?
We did.
So did you have a let's talk about it. Was it a, don't you look at me, Adragna. You're not in on this show right now, young lady. Anyway, so normally, I would ask, you know, my friends, you know, you know what I'm saying, give me the goods.
We watched Flubber.
Okay, well, I'll give you that. Okay, I'm gonna shut that music off because of that just doesn't work.
Did Flubber ruin it?
Flubber ruined it completely.
Flubber is a phenomenal movie.
Well, if that's what gets you guys going, then that's all good for me. I don't want to know.
Nothing like little Robin Williams.
So, what do you call it? Valentine's Day, of course, was a beautiful thing. You know, what's crazy
is... It was a nicer day. It was a little cold.
It was cold, and it is so different because it's a shut-in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like when the world's open and you got to go out and plan and so forth. And, you know, even this year, it was just... Normally, I plan a lot for Valentine's Day, or I'll do a bunch of things, or I'm like last minute superhero.
Yeah.
You know, like one year I did, I was like, I wanted to make Danielle's day.
Yeah.
So I brought her the best bouquet ever. I made a bouquet out of chicken wings.
Oh,
so I brought her that.
Man, did I make a mistake?
That was a good one. She loves that. She loved that so much. What do you call it? But you know, I'll do like a bunch of different things, or I'll do like a surf and turf dinner.
Yeah.
Like this year, for some reason, I was just so not ready. I just did so little. And it's not because we've been together for 19 years, because I rejoice in that. But, you know, it's just like I don't know what it was.
I feel like this was the first true COVID Valentine's Day, because last Valentine's Day, you still had the day.
Yeah.
Like the lockdown didn't happen yet.
Right.
So you still kind of had some semblance of like normal.
Right.
And then March came and everything has been never been the same.
It's just nuts. So now I guess a question to you, and what do you call it? And I'm going to forget the fact that it's my other co-host that you're dating, because I'm not going to ask any kinky questions, but I want to know, you know, as you know, like a first Valentine's Day in this apocalypse that we're having. You know what I mean? I don't want to say was it fulfilling, because I'm sure it was fulfilling.
Yeah.
You were spending time with a significant other. You know,
that's
fulfilling.
That's all
you need. But I mean, in the grand landscape of things, I mean, you know, was it like, all right, well, did you feel that you guys did, you know, like enough?
I mean, I felt like I had a pretty good Valentine's Day. Like I thought it was a pretty, like I didn't feel, I didn't feel like it, you know, like I didn't feel like it could be like any better, you know? Yeah, exactly. No, I didn't think it was that bad. Like, you know, we had to think about like what we were gonna do for food, because you know there is the whole curfew thing,
right?
And that was what a lot of people were saying, is like, do you sure you want to go out to eat? Because if you got too late, they might be rushing you out of the restaurant because you got to be out by like 10 o'clock.
By 10,
you know. But no, I thought it was, you know, it was a good time. I didn't think it was any bad or anywhere. Like, you know.
It was. Yeah. Did you go out to dinner?
Yeah.
No, okay, so you guys did go out to dinner.
Yeah, no, we went out to dinner.
Oh, where'd you go?
Avo Taco.
Again?
Again, yeah.
See, I knew that it was you guys going there that time.
It was because we were going to go to another taco place, but they were like slammed, and we went to Avo
Taco
instead. Yeah.
Yeah, F them.
Yeah.
I called them to see because I didn't want to go in.
Did you call it yesterday?
No.
Okay.
No.
I was going to say, that'd be hilarious if we both did the same thing.
That would have been funny. No, this was at some point last week because I didn't want to. You know, I have a lot of relationships with a lot of restaurants.
Yeah.
So when I'm going out, you know, to the restaurants, either I'll call or I'll have somebody call, you know, that represents to make sure that I can get in and not have to sit and wait. Cause I can't wait on lines and stuff like that.
No.
You know, maybe that's just me being too heady. Well,
but it's hard though. Cause especially when you live on Long Island, I know I'm about to brag a little bit that we live in New York, but like there's a taco place everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, Dirty Taco I'm sure is amazing, but like if I don't want to wait like an hour and a half to go get tacos, there's like 30 different restaurants I could go to get tacos, probably better than the ones that are at Dirty Taco.
Yeah. And, you know? And I asked them, I was like, look, you know, and I called myself and I said, you know, no offense, but you know, if it's possible, you know, I'd like to, you know, to see if you can make a reservation for me. This is the reason, you know, and what do you call it? And it's just because and the reason why I was going to go there is because Kim said that it was great.
Yeah.
So I'm, you know, I'm not bad mouthing them. I'm saying, you know, I heard
I take
that they
pretty
were
much
really
all
good.
Of my food recommendations from Kim because I know nothing.
I don't know about all that, but you know, like she's got a pretty good palate. But you should take some of them from me, brother, because I didn't get to the size I am from not eating good food. Let's just say.
That's fair.
But what do you call it? No, but in what do you call it, in the grand scheme of things, I didn't do the Dirty Taco thing because they wouldn't take the reservation. They're like, well, there's nobody here now, so you know, but we can't take a reservation. I'm like, well, if there's nobody there now and I say that I'm on my way, can't you just hold a seat for me? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I'm telling you why.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I can't go to a place every time I go out to eat, and this is, I'm not saying in Brimstone, that's not it. Every time I go somewhere, I get stopped when I go into the restaurants. Every single time when it's a packed place, I will get stopped and they will and somebody will know who I am, and that's okay. But I try to avoid that because if I'm sitting outside waiting, I don't want to deal with it.
Exactly.
And if I'm there with my family, I don't want to deal with it. And and it's not me being rude. It's just like I just wanted to go out.
Don't you want
to
have your family
have a quick
time?
Quick something to eat. And I have no problem if somebody wants to say hello or take a picture. And well, not in the apocalypse right now, but you know, like you know, but shake hands and so forth. I'm always good with that. You know me. You know, but I'm out to dinner. I don't want to be.
You want to have family time.
I
want
to have family
time. Chill yourself. Yeah, no, totally get that.
So that was the only reason why I called to do that, and why I ever will call to do that.
Yeah,
is because I just can't. I can't sit and wait like that. Nah. So that being said, what do you call it? I did not go there, but eventually I would like to try the place out because Kim said it was good. So I gotta believe that it's good.
Avo
Taco's
pretty banging though. Yes. I had pineapples on my taco. It tasted awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
I have not been there yet.
Bad good.
So
very good.
What do you call it? Maybe I'll have to like catch a ride with you guys one time. Maybe go.
Facts.
Because where is it? It's in far Nassau. Franklin Square.
New Hyde Park. Yeah, it's okay. New Hyde Park. It's like kind of close to the Roosevelt Field Mall still.
Don't they have like a bunch of them though?
I don't know.
Aren't they?
I have no idea.
It's just a one. I thought it was like a chain Avo Taco. Because there is one on the West Coast, right? Yeah, that's what I thought. But it's not the same owners, or I guess you don't know.
I have no idea.
That's interesting. I mean, look, if I'm going to be on the West Coast, you know what I'm saying, I got to go to Lucha Taco, you know what I'm saying?
Lucha Taco to this day, and I hope they're listening, is my favorite taco place.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
I love them so much.
It was a wrestling-themed taco place, and the tacos were amazing.
They were really good.
I love that place.
And what about the big nacho thing that came in
the
ring?
The big nacho thing was awesome. We got to sit in the ring. I wasn't going to try on the masks that they had in the bin behind us. That was obviously not going to happen. But it was great. No, I love that place.
But you got a mask. They gave you a mask.
They did give me a mask. But but if you looked behind us where we were sitting on the one side of the table, there was just a bin, like a plastic bin.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wrestling masks and stuff in them. But I would imagine it's a community bin.
Yeah.
And no. No,
I wouldn't do that. As much as I trust them to do
COVID
the right thing.
COVID wasn't even
there.
A thing yet, and I already knew, you know what, I'm probably going to get sick if I put one of these on. Or lice. So, no, I'm not going to have that.
That works. I'm right on the same thinking vibe. Because, yeah.
But reeling it back into Valentine's Day, I know that there's definitely a specific reason why it is this day. But, like, why February? Like, why the middle of February?
I don't know.
That's because, the worst time to want to do anything.
Because it's cold as F outside and you need to warm yourselves up somehow.
I guess so. Maybe that's what it is. But like, you don't want to do anything on in the middle of February.
Well,
it's freezing cold.
Sometimes
snows.
For me, it doesn't bother me. You know, I don't care when it is. It's just another day.
Facts. It really is just another day.
For me, I don't need an excuse to do things, you know, fun or nice with Danielle, you know. But, you know, for me personally, it's just, it isn't an inconvenient time. Not because it's in winter, but it's like right after our date anniversary. I get double slammed there, and I get double slammed with her birthday and Mother's Day. So I get double slammed twice a year with that stuff. And then the holidays. And I'm not talking about the slammed in a good way. I'm talking about the double slammed where I'm spending out the nose to make things nice happen. But anyway, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brimskin.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool!
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.beyerdynamic.com.
It's morphin' time!
Hey, this is Brendan Mejia from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Damian Clark from Dragon Ball Z, Borderlands, and a bunch of other shows you may or may not have seen, and you're listening to Within Brimskin, and if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, everybody. This is Kari Payton, Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and you're listening to Brimstone. Enjoy.
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
Today's secret word is...
dumb. And what do you call it? There's a big reason for this. And I know it's been out now for probably about a week or two.
Yeah.
But the thing that kills me is the woman who used the Gorilla Glue, the spray, to spray her flipping head.
Oh, my God. Is she suing, too?
I don't know, but she's a fucking moron.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, like, who in their right mind, obviously she's not, but she was doing it for content. You know she did it for content.
Doesn't it say on the bottle to not apply to skin?
Probably. I don't know. I've never seen that bottle. But we have that 4M over there. I bet you that on that 4M bottle is the same thing that, because it's not the same, but it's similar.
Why do you think I moved it away from the sprayable deodorant we have sitting over there?
This is true. Can you imagine?
Or guys, somebody, I can't lift my arm up.
And it kind of looks like an old school Aquanet thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What do you call it? Like, when you go, yeah. But I don't know, man. This woman is an obvious moron.
Yeah.
So she didn't just even put in, she didn't spray a little bit. She sprayed a whole hell of a lot. And now, like, it's stuck. Her hair is stuck to the head, and nothing will get it off. And she went to the emergency room, and there was nothing they can do. They can't even shave it off.
She beat science.
Like,
she literally beat science.
How?
I don't know.
I don't know. Like
she beat modern medicine. Do you know how hard it is to beat modern medicine? It's like her and COVID, like in the beginning of this year.
Unbelievable. I was crying when I saw that. Like in tears laughing. Like I said, Danielle's like, can you believe this? I'm like, hell fucking yeah, I can believe it because everybody's so goddamn stupid
right
now.
Believe, well, I honestly can't believe it took this long for somebody to make this a story with Gorilla Glue. Like,
this
that's
is true.
So crazy that like it's gone this long and nobody's like super glued hair to their head.
Yeah.
Gorilla glued hair to their head, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, they've done it with their hands. Like, they've gorilla glued their hands to their head and the
that's
other
gotta
things.
Be worse, though.
Yeah, but people like pull pranks. They put that stuff on like toilet seats and things
oh, yeah,
like that.
And you get stuck to the toilet
yeah,
seat?
Yeah, yeah. Like,
That's kind of dangerous.
And
I think
that's very
rather,
dangerous.
I would rather have hair gorilla glued to my head.
But like, did you see it? It looks like a like you. I don't know. I don't know what. I gotta believe that
there's gotta be some kind of like solution she could dunk her head in.
Well, everybody from the hospital to poison control, I believe, and the company itself, every single one of them have been like, well, try this, and nothing's working. And it's gotta hurt really bad because, you know, when the glue goes on, the hair is slightly loose. But see, you don't have long hair.
Yeah, no.
So you wouldn't know, but you know, like when you have long hair, when you pull it back and you tighten it, what do you call it with like in a ponytail or whatever, or if you spray like hairspray on it, it tightens everything up and it hurts. So I gotta believe she's gotta be in agonizing pain.
Oh, almost definitely.
But she's sitting and making content out of it.
What did we learn? Exactly. And she's gonna be super famous over this.
Yeah.
And, it's like the complete opposite of the dude that was skating down the highway with the ocean spray.
Yeah.
Like he got famous for doing something meaningless and stupid, which is awesome. She did the same thing except super glued, gorilla glued her hair and is gonna be crazy famous.
I can't imagine. You know, and if she sues them, they've gotta throw it out of court.
There's gotta be I have to imagine there's a health and safety warning on Gorilla Glue. Where,
yeah.
Because I know that people almost definitely get it on their hands, but like there's no way that they don't have like
no.
any all those glue companies have something that says
everything.
Don't apply this to yeah. your skin.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just you gotta be an idiot to do that.
Yeah.
But we're talking about, you know, like somebody on TikTok and social media doing a stupid to get, you know, more people paying attention. But now did you see there's like those four like super hot girls, the blonde girls, and they're singing a song and they're all serious and they actually I think that they think that they can sing, but they're completely every one of them is out of tune.
No.
Oh my God, it is awful. It is really awful. I'm going to see if I can get this up while we're on and play it for us. But what do you call it? It's like, so there's this, like, I think it's in, it's not Finland. It's in one of these,
Finland.
You know, countries, and I can't remember which country it is. But they, what
Norway?
Do you call it? Maybe it's Norway. Like, with like the beautiful blonde girls. Like, so it must have been Norway or Sweden. And like, beautiful blonde girls, but they're, what do you call it? Here, let me see if we can hear this.
Gonna drive through the slides this last week. It's like we always do. You were so excited for me to finally drive the tears.
This is another one.
Probably will that blonde girl always make me
doubt. That's the third one.
Just so much older than me. Just everything I
you haven't seen this?
They're gonna be famous. I hate it. I hate it.
I didn't send this to you?
You did not.
You know, and there's like these four pretty, well, you know, like at least two of them are really, really pretty. Like, and they're being serious. This isn't fake because the video before this one, because I went to the
page. It sounds
like
they're clubbing seals.
Yeah. I went to the page and the one girl, the main girl, she's, what do you call it? She's like kind of singing in the one before.
Yeah.
And it's flipping awful. Like, seriously, man, does anybody ever be, why can't people be honest with people? You know what I mean?
Oh. Well, I'm sure that the comments of those videos are very honest with them. I would bank on there's some really heinous things said in the comments of those videos.
The funny thing is a lot of the people like that I saw, because I went straight to the comments. I was like, all right, this is the, I've got to go to the comments. And, you know, like all the people that I saw were like, you know, she's hot. We date her. Just, you know, just don't sing. You know, yeah. Like, you know, yeah. Like all these crazy things. I think because she's so pretty, like she's getting a pass on like probably being awful. You know, but it's funny.
I'm sure if you went far enough, you'd find people just totally roasting yeah. them on their voices.
Oh, sure.
Know? Like, but see, that's the thing. You to be famous, you either need to be next level talented
or really
or
bad.
Next level terrible.
Oh,
like
yeah.
you can't have the middle ground.
No,
you know? Like
no.
you have to be monumentally bad so people just pick up what you're doing and never forget it.
No,
you know? Like William Hung, everybody.
So oh God, William Hung. You know he's still doing things.
Yeah,
William
bangs,
Hung
man.
Is still. I should get William Hung on our show.
Yeah, why not?
I should get. I can get him. I definitely can get him on.
How many
GHR.
Interviews is William Hung doing? Come on now.
You know what? He's got, I think, more social media followers than all of us together.
Well, where is he from?
American Idol.
And I'm saying, like, where is he from?
Oh,
like,
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't remember. But he's what do you call it? Yeah, no, he's doing lots of stuff.
You know what? I guess I'm not surprised. But yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. He was monumentally bad, and nobody will ever forget him singing "She Bangs." So
she
he's
bang,
just gonna cash
she
that
bang.
In.
Yeah. She move, she move. That's so funny.
Like, who won that year of American Idol?
I don't even remember.
But you remember William Hung?
Yeah. No, I probably remember who did it. I just don't know the years.
Yeah.
Like, I know a lot of the winners, but I don't know the years that they
the
were.
Break.
That is so funny. So now, you know, speaking about more things like TikTok and so forth, I found another thing randomly. I haven't been going on TikTok to really like look at anything lately. Like
yeah.
usually I'll kind of go and like try to like kill a little bit of like brain space and just go in and TikTok in for a while.
Yeah.
But I've just been so busy I haven't really paid attention to it. But I had a little bit of time the other day, and there's this one woman. Ruben Studdard. Yeah, what do you call it? That's the big black dude.
Oh, no, I remember Ruben Studdard.
He had
like,
a great voice.
He did have a great voice, but then, like, you know, where'd he go? And William Hung is still
William
doing
Hung is, exactly. He's bigger than he's bigger than Ruben Studdard right
yeah.
now. What do you call it? But anyway, so there's this woman that I found that she does videos about all the good stuff you can get from dumpster diving. Have you ever seen that?
No, but that sounds hilarious.
It is an actual thing. Now, I know that there are a lot of women that go out there and they do the dumpster diving thing like at Ulta's and stuff like that because Ulta is very expensive, all the makeup, and then they can go out and, you know, there could be like something small that's wrong with it or like it was returned or whatever, so people will take it and they'll clean it and they'll use it. You know what I mean? And they're saving a ton of money. So they'll like videotape these hauls, and this one woman was videotaping all these hauls from dumpster diving at Five Below, at Bed Bath & Beyond, I think it is.
Okay.
What do you call it? And like tons of stuff. And some of it was pretty good, like Walgreens. Now she did a Walgreens, and she had this huge haul of like a whole bunch of stuff, but a bunch of the stuff from Walgreens was all food stuff. So it was like they threw it out because it was a day past the Best Buy
yeah.
date, but it wasn't expired. It's Best Buy,
yeah.
you know. So what do you call it? They get rid of it. So this woman took it all, and she has like rows of like popcorn and like this and that, and I'm going, what the hell? And she's like, this is all good.
Yeah, that's almost in the same vein as the extreme couponing people, you know? People
yeah.
do anything they can to, like, save a little bit of money.
That,
you put me in dumpster diving a little
it's
bit.
It's insane.
If it works for her.
But
mean,
it's great.
Yeah.
It's great. Well, at least this woman, what it seems that she does is it seems that she gives a lot of the stuff back, like, to charity, to the
yeah,
churches,
that's
I guess.
Awesome. That's even more awesome.
You know, so she'll take some of the things that she wants, and then the rest
she'll
give back.
I don't understand why people don't do that anyway. You know, like, why not, if you're just going to throw the food away, why not just send it to a food pantry
It's too much work for these freaking companies. And I'm with you on that. When I had the Brimstone and the Border Hounds comics, when we had them in Barnes & Noble, they wanted an obscene amount of books for each location. So at the time, we were spending way too much money sending out the books and not getting as much in return, because you're sending out 10,000 books and you're only selling a couple thousand copies. You know what I mean? Like, what
yeah.
happens to the rest? So, and they only keep them on for a month or a month and a half or 2 months at a time. Most of the time, it's like a month. So now with that, you know, I said to them, I go, look, I'm spending way too much money to have the stuff, you know, get you know, thrown away. What they were doing is they would rip off the covers and then throw them into the trash. So I'm like, why are you ruining them? Why are you throwing them away? Send them back to me. Well, we can't send them back, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay, well, if you won't send them back, that's fine. I understand that's your policy, but let's work together. Let's do something good. Let's send them overseas to the military. That, you know, you can even take the covers off, send them overseas to the military. So they at least have something, you know, that'll keep them busy or whatever, or, you know, make them happy, put a smile on their face. Well, we can't do that. So they didn't care. They just waste it. So it's a waste of resources, a waste of money. And you could be doing something good for the world.
Wasting paper.
Awful.
Yeah, that's really crappy.
Yeah, and they wanted such a big amount of more than I knew what was going
to
sell.
Yeah. I mean, especially if you're going to throw them away anyway, like at least put them to use.
Yeah.
You know, like put stuff to use.
Killed me. But anyway, why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the lady of the lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey, this is Noah Hathaway from the NeverEnding Story, Battlestar Galactica, Troll, etc., etc. You're listening to Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or... teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yippa!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, what's cracking? This is the LG from Fast and the Furious, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone. Hey.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
Ooh, it's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties!
Then?
Enter the code 625626
to save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Hero!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
Up, up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof!
I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
Hey guys, this is Robert Darby from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brim's Skin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone? So get ready to rumble, pals.
What up, everybody? Welcome back to Within Brim's Skin.
Ha! Caller!
What's going on?
So nice when you're on with me, Greer.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's a fun
time. I enjoy
time.
Doing Within Brimskin.
We've got some new stuff we're going to try to do. Are we going to try to do that this week?
We can try doing it this week. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we should work on that. What do you call it? There are a couple of ideas for some shows that Greer and I were talking about. So hopefully we'll be able to get some of them out.
I think we'll be able to get at least something out.
Yeah, I think that'll be Wednesday. Fun. Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. What do you call it? Especially if we do like an argument
show. Yeah, well, that's what I figured that we were going to do at some point. You know, like a nice little freestanding debate show.
That's always fun.
I think that'd be fun.
That's a lot of fun. Those are some of our best bits on GHR. Yeah. We'll like just go away while Kim's laughing. She's
would be perfect if we could have like, because one of my favorite shows of all time while I was growing up was ESPN. It was first called ESPN Cold Pizza. Then it was called ESPN First Take. And it's just a debate show where they had a moderator, a middle person, mediator, I forgot, somebody in the middle, and then two people that would just argue sports takes back and forth.
Yeah.
And those are some of my favorite, like, television shows.
Yeah, they're fun.
Exactly.
They're fun.
Well, we could do that, except with, like, specific topics that are not sports, because...
Yeah,
because
I don't know sports.
Because why would we do that? Exactly.
If I knew sports, we would have some good stuff, you know?
Yeah, but we don't have to do that. That's not the GHR... I mean, like, I know I do sports, but that's not the full GHR brand. We can do, like, pop culture-y stuff or movie stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like, was Flubber a good or bad movie?
Flubber was a great movie.
It's an amazing movie.
Hold on. Let's take a step back.
Amazing movie.
Flubber is a great movie.
Great movie.
But I wouldn't necessarily see it as a Valentine's movie. That's all I said.
Oh, well, I mean, like, I guess
like Lady
Valentine's,
and the Tramp,
Valentine's movie is subjective.
If you said to me, all right, well, we watched Lady and the Tramp, I'm like, he's getting laid.
You know what I'm saying?
Nothing
more romantic than
Flubber,
Robin Williams.
I don't know. It's Robin Williams.
The absent-minded professor.
But I really do like Flubber.
I hadn't seen that movie since, like, 1997.
When it came out. Didn't they have a Flubber ride for a hot minute at Epcot?
I don't think so. No.
They took place of a Figment for a while.
No. Flubber, I was actually just talking to him about this. Oh. They have a door in the Imagination Pavilion.
That has the Flubber.
That has the professor. I forgot his name, Brainerd or something like that.
Okay.
It says Dr. Brainerd on the door. And then there's a green light in the back, and it's just a bunch of Flubbers just scrolling, like silhouettes of Flubber just scrolling across the door.
Hanging around. Yeah.
That's what it is.
All right. I knew that there was something there.
They have a picture of him there. It's him. Wayne Szalinski from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Okay,
The doctor who works with Figment. I forgot his name.
I love Figment. I would be so upset if they got rid of Figment, and they've thought about it for a while.
They're not going to, though, because like they talk about it. Like, Figment is the embodiment of Disney World. Like, I know it's Mickey Mouse,
Epcot,
but like, of Disney. Because Figment and the Imagination Pavilion are based in imagination. And like, you know, think like that's basically the message of Epcot and a lot of what Disney is anyway. You know, they never get rid of Figment.
All right. I'll go with you on that.
Funny thing is also
they were talking about getting rid of him a while ago though.
I think that was when they did the retheming.
Yeah.
There was the old ride in like the 80s and 90s, and then since then
it's more or less the same ride.
When it first opened, it was drastically different. It was a completely different story that they would play that the ride followed.
I don't remember. It was so long
they
ago.
Had the
like 20 years
Dream
ago.
Seeker or 20
years.
Like that.
How long has that been? That's been a long time.
Figment's been around for a while.
No.
Probably since the 80s. Probably since that might have been close to when Epcot opened.
Yeah. No. Well, it was when Epcot opened, I think, because that was like one of the big things.
You know, the British dude that does the scientist dude that does the Figment ride now.
Yes.
Allegedly has no memory of that ever happening.
Really?
It doesn't even remember doing it.
Wow. That's funny. Well,
crazy, right?
Look, there's so many things that we've done that you don't remember. So
you're a character, like a main character in Disney.
So wait, so where did you hear that? You read it in
I was reading it in an article off of one of the Disney sites that I get my news from for MKT.
Okay.
Magical Mondays.
Yes, Magical Mondays, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes.
You know, catch it, Magic Kim Tom. What do you call it? All right, so I know we got off of social media for a minute, but I want to kind of go back, even though it wasn't social media, it was, I know you had to have seen this, the whole lawyer cat thing. Did you see that?
I didn't see lawyer cat.
Okay. So there was this attorney who was going and they were doing a Zoom meeting, I guess, with the judge and the other counsel or whatever it was. And the guy goes on to do the video chat and he's there as a cat. And what do you call it? His whole, you know, it's not, he wasn't dressed up like a cat. It was like the, what are those things called? you know, where
filters?
Yeah, the filter. So yeah. There it is. That's it. So he had a cat filter on, and he didn't know how to get it off. And they were like telling him, you know, we think you have a filter on. He goes, I am not a cat. I am actually me. I'm not a cat. I can continue. it is hilarious. Do you want to find where he says it? What
that
do you call
is
it?
Absolutely here, amazing.
Let's pause.
I'd have to. Yeah.
Let's pause it.
Mr. Ponton, I believe you have a filter turned on in the video settings. I didn't think it was that bad. You might want to.
Can you hear me, Judge?
I can hear you. I think it's a filter.
It is, and I don't know how to remove it. I've got my assistant here. Yes. She's trying to, but I'm prepared to go forward with it. I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
I think it's hilarious.
I can see that.
I can see that you're not a cat.
I think if you click the up arrow next to the...
That's just funny. I am not a cat.
I found that so hilarious.
How is it not? How could that not be hilarious?
You know, and I'm so, and when it happened, like, of course, because Danielle is like, you know, the queen of the interwebs. Like, so anytime something pops up, she's like, okay, you need to see this. And she's like, you need to watch this now. I think I was in the bathroom at the time. I'm not gonna front. I think I was in the bathroom.
You're allowed to be in the bathroom.
And she
everybody poops.
She came in and she's like, no, you have to watch this now. I'm like, really? I'm like, okay, fine. And I was like, okay, that was funny.
Cut it off midstream.
That was funny. Yeah. Yeah. No. I don't care. After 19 years, we could do that freely. We were doing it freely after like 3 months. But what do you call it anyways?
That's so funny. Watching old people struggle with technology is sometimes some of the funniest things in the entire world. What I want to know is how he got the cat filter on to begin with.
Well, that's the next thing. Like, maybe he was trying to do some furry action. I don't know.
Or somebody who works for him wasn't really a big fan of him as a boss. And it's like, you know what? I'm going to give him a cat filter. He's not going to be able to shut it off. He's got a big case coming tomorrow. Let's see if they like him looking like a cat.
Can you imagine, like, that judge looked like he was like, what the fuck is going
they
on
looked
right
like
now?
The dude in the bottom left of the video, if you're watching, looked like he was trying to not laugh the whole time.
I know. I love it. I love
That's
it.
That was amazing.
Oh, my God.
Guys, go watch the whole video. It's on YouTube.
Yeah, that was a good one.
The Guardian's got it, so you don't got to hear Good Morning America in the background.
What the hell was I? Oh, yeah. So there's this morning before I came to the studio, what do you call it? Haley and Danielle were sitting and watching that freaking godforsaken show, The Masked Dancer. And now The Masked Singer, I'm like, I'm okay with The Masked Singer.
That's so dumb. But the Masked Dancer is dumb.
You know, there's some... It's not as good as The Masked Singer, but it's not awful, but it's really not good. You know what I mean?
The Masked Singer, I know you guys love it, but The Masked Singer was questionable to begin with. Yeah. Like, you're just blatantly trying to repackage something to try to like sucker people into another show. Yeah. Yeah. The Masked Dancer was dumb from the start.
All right, I'll give you that.
Wasn't that the whole point, though? Like, you were supposed to have people with the mask, and they were singing, so you were able to tell from the voice and some clues.
Yes.
How do you tell somebody by their dance movements?
Right. Well, it's not. Now they're supposed to do it from the clues in general. So I actually watched a couple of the episodes of it, and I got to say I was not a fan. It wasn't awful, but it just wasn't good. You know what I mean? Just
because it's never going to be as good as the original, like a sequel.
No. But what do you call it? What's his face? Was it the one from Hot Tub Time Machine? What's his name? The big black dude?
Craig Robinson.
Yeah, he's fun. I like him.
Dude, he's hilarious.
I like him.
Literally everything he does. If anybody was going to be able to make a train wreck show at least somewhat funny, it's him.
It's not, again, it's not awful. It's just not
good.
It's not good. Yeah. You know, like Masked Singer even borders like good. You know what I mean? And it's funny because
I don't like The Masked Singer. I think it's dumb, but I could see the entertainment value in it. The Masked Dancer literally just sounds stupid.
Some of them can dance though. Some of them can dance
really well. I'm sure they can, but like who cares?
Well, people watch dancing shows like, you know, Dancing with the Stars and this one and that one. So now I guess the allure is, all right, well, what kind of big name would be under the mask? But that's the whole thing. And it's the same thing with The Masked Singer. It's like some of these people are so obscure. Like, you know, like if some of them, how are you going to know who some of these people are? Like, how do the judges know?
You got to try and stump people.
Right. But how do they know who these people are? You know, like, and you know, I got to believe that, like, okay, like Ninja, you know, I know Ninja the name only because of, what do you call it, you know, my kids. You know what I'm saying? And not even. And I think, actually, I know more about Ninja because of, like, you and Alex and Steve, you know, than other people. Yeah. But, you know, you're going to tell me, like, that the people that are on the panel know who a ninja is? Come on, man. No, they don't freaking know who Ninja is.
Probably
you know,
not.
And he's not that big of a freaking, he's a blip on the radar, on their radar.
On their
He's big in the YouTube and the gamer world. But that's it. You know what I mean? It's like the same
thing.
But
he's probably, of more recent times, he's probably the one to be in that world and transcend into the pop culture world.
Fair enough.
You know, like, if they were going to... If any one of those judges was going to know any of the streamers, it would probably be Ninja.
Fair enough. I mean, because I'm sitting there
thinking,
you got to
make it also obscure. You don't want to just bring on obvious celebrities and just give them blatantly easy clues.
Right.
And then they just know the answer because even if the judges get it every single time, if they just keep continuously get the answers, it's going to be boring. You know, it's just going to be like, what celebrity are we going to put under the mask now? You know, it's instead of them guessing.
I would love to do that show, but what do you call it? At the end of the day, I think I'm too obscure. You know, like, but then again, you've got people that are on that show that you go, I don't know who the hell this person is. Like, if I don't know them and I do pop culture, like, how the hell is anybody else going to know who they are?
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there are certain people.
But some people are really tapped into the internet, and they find the stuff. You know, like, it's kind of crazy. Because even myself, like, I bet you there's a bunch of people on The Masked Singer that I have zero idea who it is.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You know.
Yeah. There's. But again, and, you know, it comes down to, you know, like, even people that we have on GHR. You know, they could be big in whatever they're doing, but, you know, not everybody on the show necessarily knew who they were before they came on.
Yeah.
You know. But now you do.
But now you do.
You know. And that's half the benefit of being on that show, I guess.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Anyways. I think that's about all the time we have for Grindhouse Radio. Oh my goodness, for Within Brim Skin, because we got to go on to do the Grindhouse Radio.
Yes.
Anyway, as always, guys, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please make sure to hit us up on all the social media. And as always, we'll be hanging again with you next week.